Good morning, brethren, or good afternoon, as the case may be. Some years back, I was in a donut shop, and it was filled with people enjoying a morning donut and sipping on hot cups of coffee. A line of about four or five folks, including me, had formed to place an order. In this line was a somewhat tall man with his little son. The little boy was barely knee-high and looked around curiously in this sea of legs. But what was special about this little fellow was that he had his arms wrapped around tightly on his dad's leg. As he tried to make sense of all these people, he somehow let go of his father's leg. And when he realized that he had let go, he frantically looked for that leg. Unfortunately, he was so small he mistook my leg for his dad's leg. When I felt him on my leg, I looked down at him and smiled. He returned my gaze, but he wasn't smiling. Those wide eyes and that look of confusion on his face told me that he had found the wrong dad. He began to panic. But his dad calmly guided him back to the correct leg, which the little boy promptly grabbed. This child provided a wonderful lesson for all of us. This little boy cleaved to his father. Today we will see that we must not only keep God's commandments and do God's commandments, but we must cleave unto him. Here's what God expects of us. Turn to Deuteronomy 11:22-23. Deuteronomy 11:22-23. For if you shall diligently keep all of these commandments, which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. In this short scripture, we're commanded to perform five actions. Keep, do, love, walk, and cleave. These are active verbs. First, we must keep God's commandments. The Hebrew word for keep is shamar, and it means set a hedge about, to guard. You only need to guard that which is valuable. We know that the kingdom of God is like a treasure. It is a pearl of great price. And so God's commandments are of great value. And as such, we must treat God's commandments with care. We must value them. We must guard them. Next, we must do God's commandments. The Hebrew word for do is the verb ashah, which means to do or to make. Doing means active obedience, good works. Next, we must love God. The Hebrew word for love is ahab. We must have an outgoing concern for God. Next, we must walk in God's way. The Hebrew word for walk is the verb yalak. The Hebrew word for way is the word derek. And derek means road, a traveled road. So when we walk God's way, we travel with God on his road in the direction he chooses. And finally, we must cleave unto God. The Hebrew word for cleave is to cling to adhere, to catch by pursuit. We must cling to our God. We must catch him by pursuing him. When that little boy realized he was not hanging on to the right dad, he actively pursued his father's leg, and his father's helped him back to it. Let's read verse 22 in the New Living Translation. Hebrews 11:22. Be careful to obey all these commands I am giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in his ways and holding tightly to him. The act of cleaving unto God is what protects us. If we adhere to our Father, he will be close to us to protect us, to help us through our trials. Speaking of the eternal, Isaiah writes in Isaiah 25:4, and this is in the English Standard Version, Isaiah 25:4, for you have been a stronghold for the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm against the wall. Have you ever seen a video of someone trapped by a raging river? Sometimes they're trapped in their car. Many times they're either standing on a rock or hanging on to a rock. As the deadly waters swirl around them, the flood waters. We know that God is our rock and that floodwaters represent armies. So when the raging armies of Satan swirl around us, we cling to our rock for protection. When the armies of Pharaoh swirled around the Israelites, they cleaved into the rock, which was the one who became Jesus Christ. We are also admonished to cleave unto God in the book of Acts. Turn to Acts 11:22-23. This will be in the King James Version. Acts 11:22-23. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. The Greek word here translated as cleave means to stay further, to remain in place with a person, to adhere. We are told to hold on to God with our whole heart. It is a matter of life and death as we walk through this evil society, this evil world. That little boy in the donut shop taught me two important lessons. First, he held on to his Father for comfort and protection. We must cling to our Heavenly Father for comfort and protection. Fathers have an instinct to protect their families. So it is with our Father in heaven. When we cleave to him, he will protect us. He will see us through our trials. It is part of his character. It is how he operates. He protects his family. The second lesson was presented to me when the little boy realized that he was clinging to my leg instead of his father's. The look on his face showed me that he wanted to change immediately. He wanted to repent. He wanted to make sure that he was hanging on to the right leg. He wanted to pursue his real dad. Many times we may find ourselves hanging on to the wrong leg. As soon as we realize it, we should repent and seek our father's leg and cling to it, as this little boy did. So, brethren, it is important to keep God's commandments. It is important to love God with our whole heart. It is important to walk God's way, but it is also imperative that we cleave unto God, because he is our rock, he is our shelter, and he is our protector.